Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio.
Talk radio for Catholic life.
Welcome to our fall pledge drive.
Join the family.
Well, thank you for praying with me. I mean, this is what it's all about, isn't it? This is why we're here. I love it. Yeah. Relevant is such a beautiful apostolate. So unique in terms of the education you get, the inspiration you get, the truth that you hear, the look at life. But, you know, one of the highlights of what we do here is praying. You know, every night at 7 o'clock Central, Father Rocky prays a rosary all across the country, really around the world. We pray the chaplet the same way. Daphne is listening to me in South Africa, wrote to me the other day, and we've got Kevin in England, and we've got people all over praying with us. And we're one family, and I really consider you family. I pray, you know, Faustina would pray the rosary constantly, she says, right? I don't pray constantly, but I pray it throughout the day. I pray it multiple times, driving to work, when I got some downtime with the Lord, and I'm always praying for you. So you've got somebody praying for you on a daily basis. I'm here for you, and I want to continue to do that. I'd ask for your prayers because I need them. Satan hates what I do. He hates what Relevant Radio does. So if you could remember us in your prayers, I'd be very, very grateful then. My producer, Tom, asked me to pray for Peter, who's been homeless for 15 years and whose mental health has declined significantly. And I do want to pray for the homeless today. Those who are on the streets because of drug addiction, those who are there because they have no income, those who are there from circumstances beyond their control, those who are there because of mental illness. I just ask for God's mercy on those who have a lot less than perhaps you and I. So let's pray for our country. Let's pray for an end to the culture of death. Let's pray for our leaders, all right? Let's pray for your needs and your intentions. And in the studio with me today is Dan. Dan, good to have you back in the studio again. It's good to pray with you. Anything you want to lift up as we start?
Yeah, Drew. Yeah, it's good to be back with you again. Yeah, just a couple intentions here. Just firstly for my family, for my parents, Jim and Sheila Axt, and for all my siblings. And also want to pray for the Catholic men's group that I belong to back in right. Milwaukee, Millennial Catholic Gentlemen, JP2 Men's Group.
I see you wearing the shirt.
I'm wearing the shirt.
I was wondering what that was all about.
Yep. And we have our logo on shirts.
I like it.
And yeah, just praying for Michael Tennis, Ryan Tennis, Evan Nosacek, Matthew Schmitz, Michael Yucatil. And also want to pray for all the donors and listeners of Relevant Radio, especially during this pledge drive.
Great prayer.
And lastly, just for Tim Marie's mom. I heard that she had a pretty bad case of COVID and she was in the hospital. Yeah. So just want to pray for her health.
What's a millennial Catholic gentleman?
Well, it's a Catholic men's group.
I know that, but how do you define a Catholic gentleman?
Just a guy that's a millennial and who's Catholic.
And who's a gentleman.
That's basically it. And who's a gentleman, correct.
Exactly, yeah. It's a millennial Catholic gentleman, right?
Correct.
It is what it says.
Good
to have you here. Let's pray. Let's pray for chivalry. Let's pray for respect for the dignity of the human person. Let's pray for an end to pornography, you know, and so many of the things that challenge men, for impurity, for, you know, disordered relationships. Let's pray for all those right now. Lord, we come to you. We trust in your mercy. I thank you for the ways you have allowed me to see it work in miraculous and just providential ways. And I ask that those who join me today can see that as well as we begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and was born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell, and the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. All right, we'll take our first call today. Gloria is praying in Los Angeles. Gloria, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for your help, and I hope this works, that you're successful.
Okay, hey, Gloria, I'll tell you what, I'm going to get you on the air, I promise you, okay? I'm going to come back to you, but your connection right now is really bad. It's really hard to hear, so I'll see if Marty can straighten that out or whoever's on our phones today. I think Patrick Alog is doing that, so stand by, okay? Let me sneak over to David just so we can hear and pray for your intention. David in Albuquerque, thank you for calling. Good afternoon.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. I just want a prayer of thanksgiving for all the relevant radio family. They prayed for my mom a number of times when she was sick. She passed away Saturday, went home to our Lord. She's very devout Catholic. She taught 12 of us very well. Wow. And I want to thank you guys, and I want to pray for all the souls in purgatory.
What a beautiful prayer. And David, I'm sorry for your loss. It's hard to lose a mother. Yeah. You know, it is. I know what it feels like. I've been through that, and it's rough. We're here to pray, and you just take comfort in knowing that one day you're going to be perfectly united with her. And I know your mom loved you. She's going to love you even more perfectly now, all right? So let's pray for you. Be at peace, my brother, okay? We'll pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. I'm about to start the chaplet again. Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, our next call comes from Gloria in Los Angeles. Hi, Gloria. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Drew. Thank you for your ministry. I would like to pray for my sister Marie. She fell the other day and got a big bump on her head the size of a tennis ball, and then her arm has gone limp. And then my dear friend Alma, who's sick with brain cancer, she had they found some blood clots in her, and then the bleeding in the brain and infection. Then she had to go to two rounds of transfusion and three rounds of chemotherapy, and she's very serious. So, and it's kind of trying to spread throughout her body. So we're praying for a miracle for her, Alma.
Let's do it right now, Gloria. I want to pray. Go ahead. You have another intention?
And for my Uncle Edward, who passed away at 97 years old, World War II.
Wow. That's World War II, I'm assuming. Yeah, that's amazing.
And he was one of 10 children. He was the last of the 10 children.
Wow. Yeah, that's an amazing generation. That really is. And Lord, I pray for Alma in particular. We pray for Marie, who fell and has that big bump on her head. We do pray for those who've gone before us, especially those we love. This is the month of the souls. And I ask that this chapel, Lord, by the prayers we're about to pray, we find healing and recovery. We also find liberation, especially for those souls who are now in purgatory and who so desperately need our prayers. May these prayers move your heart and release many souls into paradise. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right. Before we get Ron, or go to Ron, who's in Southern California, Maggie, let me bring you in. I know a lot of people send their intentions both to our email and to our Twitter account. That's at Drew Mariani Show. What are we being asked to pray for today?
Yeah, Drew, Pia Dodd wrote to us earlier today, and she said that her only son, Alex, is 18. He's a senior in high school. He's been under a lot of stress and has recently lost a lot of weight and is very depressed. She wants us to pray for his emotional, physical, and spiritual healing. And then we got a note from one of our followers on Twitter that owns a Christian decor company. She said, my daughter Sarah was just admitted to the hospital with possible COVID and pneumonia issues. I beg your prayers for full healing, for the best care. She has four small children and they really need their mom. Cindy wrote to us and she said, my car broke down yesterday and it's at the shop. Prayers for a quick, inexpensive repair. I really need my car for my job. Jesus, I trust in you. Robin says, please pray for me tonight. I am giving a talk to the confirmation group on the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist. Let's pray for her. That's a big one. And then Nancy is asking for prayers for her cousin Kim, who's in the hospital right now. So praying for healing and recovery.
Wow. All right. We'll lift up all of those prayers. We'll unite them to Ron, who's been waiting to join us from California. Hi, Ron.
Hi, Drew. Thank you for taking the call and being out there. My first part is a thank you for your prayers and all the prayer warriors that when I last called in, I was dealing with a cardiac issue and AFib and massive issues. So I'm grateful I'm still here to talk about it. My intentions, top of the list right now, we'll start with family members who have passed on, both my parents in 2018 and 2020. And then a cousin who just died in September of a heart attack herself. My general intentions are dealing with those who are brokenhearted, broken bodies, and, again, those who struggle with addictions, and I fall under that classification as well. I'm 61 and have had multiple disabilities creep up on me, and now I'm in a house alone and basically homebound with a variety of issues.
Well, look, Ryan, we're here for you. I think of the struggles that you have, and I often think of what St. John Vianney once said. He said, you know, the saints did not all begin well, but they ended well. And let's pray for your sanctification. Let's pray for all these trials that challenge you right now, for health, for finances. Lord, for the homebound, I lift them up. I want to pray for those addicted, though, Lord, in a particular way, that you just disengage any demonic force. You release them from the bondage of that addiction. You give them new life. And I lift up everything Maggie's voiced, all the intentions of Ron. I unite my heart to these prayers and all those who pray with me. And I just ask for your divine mercy as we pray. Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right. Frank is listening in Coppell, Texas. Hi, Frank. Good afternoon.
Hey, Drew. I really appreciate you taking my call.
You got it.
I'm calling because I was just notified by a sibling of mine that one of my younger sisters has been taken to the hospital, needing to be intubated because she's come down with COVID pneumonia. Wow. She has four children. So I'd like to keep her in prayers. Wow. Say prayers for my elderly father, who's needing to go in for perhaps heart stents.
Yep.
is what they're talking about. And then my daughter, who's left the faith.
Yeah. Well, let's do this, Frank. Let's pray for all those intentions right now. Everyone. So important. Lord, I pray for those who really are in danger of their lives, those who are suffering from COVID, those who are approaching the threshold of death. I just ask for your mercy. And I pray for healing for all these intentions that we hear here, that as a result of these prayers, that conditions change and that we can testify to the power of this prayer. I do want to pray for those away from the faith, as Frank pointed out. Lord, I pray for his sister. I pray for his daughter. I pray for my family. I pray for those I love. I pray for all those united with me now that have loved ones that aren't where they should be, that have separated themselves from you. And I just trust them to your merciful heart as I pray, eternal Father. I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, Alicia is praying with us in Texas. Alicia, good afternoon.
Hi, Drew.
Hi.
I wanted to pray for my brother, Santos. It's his birthday today.
All right.
But I'd also want to pray for him because he's going through a very difficult separation with his wife. I pray for guidance, enlightenment, and resolution.
Let's pray for it then. All right. Thank you, Alicia. I'm going to pray for you too. We'll pray for your intentions. I want to pray for Mary Lou and Steve and Nancy, Patricia and Chris and Stella and Frank and Barbara and David and Marlene and Mary and everyone that's on hold right now waiting to get online, everyone who's written to us. Lord, I bring your children before you. Come before the foot of your cross. And I trust in your promises. You told us that you will grant great graces to souls who pray this chaplet, that the very depths of your tender mercy will be stirred for the sake of those who say this prayer. I thank you for that. I trust in that. And I pray, eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, please look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, so that in difficult moments we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Our Lady, Queen of Heaven,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Good Help,
pray for us.
Mother of Mercy,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Guadalupe,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Palestine,
pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful,
pray for us.
Saint Joseph,
pray for us.
Saint Faustina,
pray for us.
Saint John Paul II,
pray for us.
Saint Peregrine,
pray for us.
Saint Jose Maria Escriva,
pray for us.
Saint Patrick,
pray for us.
Blessed Michael Sapochko,
pray for us.
All you holy souls in purgatory,
pray for us.
And all you angels and saints,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Thank you for praying with me. Dan, thank you for praying with me as well. It's great to have you in here with me. You know, I was thinking about this. Satan hates divine mercy. I mean, he really hates it. I remember there was one incident with Saint Faustina. She was going upstairs and something came over her. She was going up to, I guess, her room, and she heard Satan, who said this to her. He said to her, he said, "Think no more about your work. God's not as merciful as you say he is. Don't pray for sinners, because they'll be damned all the same, and by this work of mercy you expose your own self-damnation." He says, "Talk more, no more about God's mercy with your confessor, especially with that Father Sobotchko." So at that point, St. Faustina, she took a deep breath, said a prayer, and the voice took the appearance of her guardian angel. Satan manifested as her guardian angel. And at that moment, she said to him, says, "Who are you?" And he said, "The father of lies." She immediately made the sign of the cross, and the angel vanished. There was this racket. There was this fury. Satan hates this prayer. He hates divine mercy. It robs him of souls at the hour of death. He hates the fact that you and I pray it every day because miracles happen. He hates it because conversions abound as a result of this prayer. He hates God's mercy. He hates it with a passion. Can I ask you to do me a favor in this hour? I ask you every day for this, really. But today especially, I have something for you, and you may not have heard about it earlier. I was talking about it. I'm going to ask you to do me a favor and to call Relevant Radio, to go online and make a pledge. I'm going to tell you what we're asking today. Relevant Radio was able to go to the very convent where St. Faustina prayed, where she had these encounters with Jesus, where her very body now lies, her remains. And they asked the nuns there to make chaplet rosaries for us. And they're one decade rosaries. They're beautiful. I have one in my hand. I have a cobalt blue one. It feels kind of heavy. There's an image of St. Faustina on this. And on the back is a third-class relic of St. Faustina and a beautiful little crucifix. Now, this is a sacramental. Satan hates the chaplet. And he hates these sacramentals. When you support Relevant Radio, I mean, one of the big things you do when you support in this hour right now, when you call, you're saying to Satan how much you love God's mercy, how much you need God's mercy, how much you want others to have his mercy. The Lord told St. Faustina, the greater the sinner, the greater the right they have to his mercy. Could you help us right now? For $1 a day, we'll send to you this little chaplet, okay? This one decade rosary. I'm telling you, it is beautiful. I've seen some other things we've given. This, I like this. I think you'll be really pleased with this. But they're really limited. They were handmade by these nuns. There's a third-class relic of St. Faustina, and they come from Poland itself. $1 a day. I know it's a big ask. But what you do when you make that pledge is you keep Relevant Radio on the air. You allow us to continue to pray. You allow us to continue to spread God's mercy. You bring this to others. And what I would suggest you do, if you don't need this, make the pledge. Support Relevant Radio in this noble and important mission. Satan hates Relevant Radio just as much, believe me. He hates it because we are professing and proclaiming God's mercy. Give this to somebody else. Give it to your parish priest. Give it to that person that works in the ICU or who's in that convalescent home. Give it to the person that's away from the faith. Give it to the person who is dying. Tell them to trust in Jesus' mercy. Give them this beautiful third-class relic. You can get it now. They're really limited. We only had so many because they were handmade. And once they're gone, they're gone. And the first hour of the show, they just flew. So I don't know how many we even have left. I want you to have it because you're Divine Mercy family. You're Divine Mercy warriors. Here's how you get it. Call right now, 877-291-0123. Or you can go online to relevantradio.com, or you can go to your mobile app. Either way, if you give online, it's a great way to give. You'll get a special MP3. But call right now, okay? 877-291-0123. When I come back, Mike Kendall joins me. He's our Executive Vice President of Programming.
Have you joined the family yet? We would love to hear from you at 877-291-0123 or relevantradio.com. And we have had an amazing hour or so. Drew, since you went on the air at 2 o'clock this afternoon, we had 350 of our special, unique one-day premiums that have been taken from us because people have called and made that $1 a day pledge. We're asking you today to make that $1 a day pledge, and you'll get a one-decade Divine Mercy Rosary. This special St. Faustina Rosary is handmade by the Sisters of Our Lady of Mercy at the Divine Mercy Shrine in Poland. Each rosary has been placed on the altar of the Chapel of the Miraculous Image of the Merciful Jesus. This rosary has been placed on the tomb of St. Maria Faustina and contains a third-class relic of St. Faustina. Today is the only day this is available, and they're in limited supply. So let me give you that phone number. It's 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123 or relevantradio.com. Drew, they're going fast.
Yeah, a little later, I'll share the story of Maureen Digan. She is the woman who actually led to the beatification of St. Faustina. She went to the very tomb where these rosaries were laid, and she received a miraculous healing, absolute miracle. It was the first miracle that led to St. Faustina's sainthood. These chaplets, these one-decade rosaries, were laid on the very tomb of this powerhouse saint, this secretary of God's mercy, the first saint of the new millennium. I love St. Faustina. I love her faith and her trust, and I want you to have this very gift, okay, that comes from the nuns of Sister Faustina, handmade and laid on her tomb. There's a third-class relic in this, and it's yours, but you got to call right now, 877-291-0123, or online at relevantradio.com, or use the mobile app. If you do that, you'll get an MP3, too, and that's a great way to give. Go online. You'll find it's easy. Your donation, too, one final thought here, it's tax-deductible. You get to write it off, but, boy, you're going to bless us. You're going to help us continue to proclaim God's mercy. Mike?
Bob from Minnesota is listening on 1330 AM, and he says, thank you for offering this decade rosary. My 9-year-old daughter is going to love it. She loves to pray the rosary, and he says, boy, I wish I could be as holy as she is. She's going to love this because it is going to be a Christmas gift for her. Ooh. Bob, what a wonderful gesture. What a wonderful way to make a gift to us and then give a gift to someone else. If you know someone who has a special devotion to the Holy Rosary, this would be a really nice Christmas gift.
Hope restored, hearts healed, lives changed. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
When I grew up, I had a very poor catechesis, and I'm a revert back to the faith. So I did a lot of studying myself. I listened a ton to Relevant Radio, and I always say, you know, it was my husband that brought me back in Relevant Radio. Went online. There are a ton of great free Catholic sites to teach yourself. And when my girls were very little babies, really, we started praying every single night. Always there was an element of our faith in everything we did. They must each have about 15 rosaries, beautiful rosaries. Taught them to pray the rosary and the Divine Mercy chaplet. And then it just happened that when my eldest daughter was going to be starting to go through the sacraments and they needed teachers, I found myself with my hand raising, okay, I have all this knowledge now, I don't know what to do with it, and I've been teaching faith formation, and being open and honest with my girls, with my own struggles and my questions with my faith, and talk to them about, you know, what it was like for me not knowing the faith, and then wanting to teach them why we believe what we believe, where it's in the Bible, helping them understand how we think as Catholics and what's God's plan in our life, and that no matter what it is, without God in our life, it just is so much more difficult.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Contribute to the work of Relevant Radio by calling 1-877-291-0123 or give online at relevantradio.com.
Did you know my mom's gonna have a baby? We heard the heartbeat and my dad said this is gonna be someone very special.
Hello, my name is Marianne Koharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. This season, we hope you'll consider supporting the work of Pro-Life Across America. Your gift will help offer life-saving alternatives to those in need. Visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org or like us on Facebook.
Congratulations to the University of Mary on being ranked first among all nursing schools in the nation for the second time in 3 years. The University of Mary's new nurses enter this rewarding career field at a critical time. Hats off to this underwriting partner and the number one ranked nursing program in the country. To learn more, Visit umary.edu/nursing. umary.edu/nursing. Powered by you.
By you.
Listener supported.
Welcome back to our Join the Family Fall Pledge Drive on Relevant Radio.
It's good to be here with you today. Thank you for joining me. And hey, like I'm looking at my call screen, I can see many people waiting to get these beautiful St. Faustina one decade rosaries. You can pray the rosary with Father every evening at 7 p.m. on them. You can pray the chaplet. They're universal. They've got a third-class relic of St. Faustina. And I'm just so grateful for your generosity and charity. Thank you for supporting mercy. Thank you for letting Satan know that, you know, you want God's mercy, you trust in it, and you want it proclaimed. He hates it. If I get a chance, a little later, maybe the top of next hour, I'll share with you one of the great miracles that took place at the very tomb of St. Faustina. And that's where these chaplets, these one-decade rosaries, were actually placed. They were handmade by these nuns. I'm in studio today with Father Rocky. He's our chief executive officer. As I said, pray with him at 7 o'clock tonight. We give you the Mass. We give you the chaplet. We give you the rosary. So all throughout the day, you have these benchmarks in which you can pray. And he joins me again today. He'll probably be joining me every day for the next couple of days as we get through our novena. It's great to have you, Father.
Great. Hey, it's great to be back. You know, it's wonderful to be here in Green Bay. So I have in my hands this Pledge Drive Premium, yours today only, right? Just today for a dollar a day. And, you know, we've done all sorts of premiums over the years, but this one really grabs my attention because the blue color of the beads is – it's just a beautiful blue. I don't know what kind of blue you would call that.
It's like a cobalt blue? I guess I don't know what to call that.
Yeah, it's a royal blue. It's just a blue. And you know I like blue, right? So my Relevant Radio pen is blue. My so Relevant Radio Walk to Mary sunglasses.
You got them all.
We got 3,000 of them from Wuhan, China, a couple years ago for 79 cents. Those are blue. My car is blue. My golf bag is blue. And I want to get this as well. And it's got a nice image of St. Faustina there. And we have a statue of her. Not a statue. We have a stained glass window of her in our chapel, the Nativity, where we have the rosary every night and the Mass. So what – I mean, this is worth it, you know, a dollar a day for this. And I think it's – is it match today?
No match today.
No match today, right?
No, but you can't always. You also get the other premium we're going to give you is a day with Bishop Fulton Sheen.
Oh, that's awesome.
So you get that. You get this. But look, this is rare. The thing I love about this, Father, there's only so many of them. As you know, in order to get them, we had to send somebody 2 hours to the convent.
Right.
Nuns handmade them. They placed it on the tomb.
I got a funny story.
They've sent them over, so.
Because I pledged too, right?
Right.
To get the dollar a day.
Right.
Right. And it comes in. Whatever it was. So 2 weeks ago, I got a letter in the mail from Relevant Radio. It said, "Dear Father Rocky, and I thank you for my gift." And you know who signed it? Father Rocky.
That's a curveball.
You like that?
That's funny.
Isn't that great? Isn't
that
great?
Awesome.
Drew, you wouldn't believe it. Overnight, we received 30,000 more names of souls to pray for during our novena. They're just coming in like a waterfall.
Unbelievable.
We've got like 400,000 names. We print them out. We put them on the altar. We're running out of room. And I'm writing a little article every day. It's on our website. It's on our app. You've signed up for it. You're going to get it in your email box. I used to do a lot more writing, and I haven't really done much writing. Well, I did the book last year. And I did the book this year. Right. So, but I used to write these articles every 2 months, right? So I was glad I could write 9 articles about the souls in purgatory. Today's article is about you get a plenary indulgence if you visit a cemetery. I think 3-4 years ago, I didn't even know that. You know, so I got all these treasures in the church that, hey, why didn't somebody tell me that? Well, wait a second. I should tell you that because I'm the priest. So there's a book called the Enchiridion Indulgentiarum. Guess what language that is?
Latin.
You got it. All right. Which means the list of indulgences.
Yeah.
And it came out after the Second Vatican Council, and it describes all the different ways you can get an indulgence. Basically, folks, what indulgence is, it's something we should do anyway, but the church incentivizes us to do things which are good for us and good for our souls. So how is it good for us to go to a cemetery and to pray for the dead? First, it reminds us of our own mortality. One day we're going to be there, right? And second, it allows us to remember those that we knew in life who need us now to pray for them. And we can win that plenary indulgence, apply that to the souls in purgatory. Now, traditionally, this indulgence is available from the 1st of November, All Saints Day, until the 8th. But last year, due to COVID conditions, the Pope lengthened. I said, you know, because of COVID conditions and maybe there isn't enough room in the cemeteries or whatever, you can get that indulgence every day of the month of November. Well, they repeated that again. You know, we heard that on your show yesterday when you had Susan Tassone on, right? Yep. We heard they did that. So could it be that easy? Well, it's actually not that easy. You have to get in your car and you got to go there, right? And I think a lot of us think right now, yeah, I can do that, I can do that, I can do that. And then we don't do that, right? So it's a sacrifice, you know, make the time to go to the cemetery. You don't have to stay there long.
Right.
And you can go visit a grave of somebody you know and love, or you can just go to the cemetery and pray in Our Father, pray Hail Mary, pray Glory Be. There's also prayers on our app that can give you like the responsorial for the dead, the responsory. You can pray that in English or Latin. We've got both cases on the app. And I will plan to do that on this weekend at my parents' grave. And then in their cemetery, there's all sorts of relatives and friends and classmates and all that. It's a country cemetery, not very large, right next to St. Mary. But I want to tell this story. I remember my father passed away in the year 2000. And that would have been in May. And then later that year, on November 2nd, Father Ron Lewinsky, may he rest in peace. He was a great priest. May he rest in peace. He presided over the November 2nd Mass for All Souls. And I said, I'm going to go to that Mass, but I'm not going to concelebrate. I just want to be in the pew like any other parishioner. So it was packed. And it's a small church, right? A small country church. Maybe you could seat about 300. But they had all these vigil lights. You know what a vigil light is? Like a little candle, 8-day candle.
Yeah.
Up on the steps near the altar, one each for each parishioner who died that year.
Wow.
All right, and there may have been, I don't know, 30, 35 or so. And then they had the name of the person next to it. And when they read their name out, the bell would toll.
Wow.
Right? That's pretty stunning, right? And then after Mass, this was evening, I think the Mass was at 7 p.m., we all processed outside the church. And Father Ron had his cope on. It's like a cape, right, but a black one for the All Souls Day. And we walked right to the cemetery right next door, and it's on a little bit of a hill. And we walked right up the middle to the large crucifix in the middle of the cemetery. And the moon was out. There wasn't a cloud in the sky. It was cold. There weren't many leaves on the trees. And then with the incense, he incensed the entire cemetery. And I'd never been in a ceremony like that before. And I felt so deeply grateful to be a Catholic. Because we do death right as Catholics, right?
We
remember the dead, their sacredness, they're still part of us. And it was very moving for me to be a part of that. And, you know, I want to credit the Catholic Church and the cemeteries and the people who work in the cemetery offices. You know, they're so receptive, so helpful, so diligent in the care of these places. And we do the same thing with American military cemeteries. Yeah. We were talking about that yesterday. Yeah. You sent me that picture, right? We were there a couple of years ago.
Yep.
And there's something about it that's so final, that's so equalizing to everyone, all right? Rich and poor, young and old, kings and queens, paupers too, everyone will die, right? And on Judgment Day, we're all in the same shape, right? And we need people to pray for us. So the conditions to get a plenary indulgence is we need to do that thing. In this case, it's to visit a cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
Second, we need to go to Mass and receive Holy Communion for each indulgence we want to receive.
Hmm.
And then third is we need to go to confession that week, understood in a broad sense, a week before, a week after.
Right.
And then we need to pray for the Holy Father. It could be just in Our Father, and we pray for the Holy Father every day at Mass anyway. And the final one, the clincher, is to be detached from any desire to sin. So then people roll their eyes and say, oh, come on, simply isn't possible. So, well, with God's grace, it is possible.
Yeah.
And we should try to make a perfect act of contrition. And then, you know, we'll be at peace about it. So I want to encourage all of our audience to think about that. Also, if you haven't sent in names of your loved ones who've passed away, go to our website, relevantradio.com. Look for the little promotion there for the Holy Souls in Purgatory Novena, and you can put your names right in there, right?
It's right on the front page, or you can go relevantradio.com/souls.
There you go.
Bring it.
Directly
there. I signed up, and it's really simple to do. I mean, you can add as many as you want, which is super cool.
So last year when I was on my retreat, I do a 5-day silent retreat every year. I said, you know, I can write down the names of everyone I've ever known who's died.
Yeah.
And, you know, you get to be my age. That list starts getting long, right? Kids I knew in high school, right? So my high school class I'm going to date myself here, 1977. You know, I know 5 of my classmates who have passed, right?
Yeah.
So, you know.
No. Well, I'll tell you what, Father. Let's take a quick pause here when we come back. Let's talk some more. If you want to join us, feel free to dial in. Our number here in the studio is 888-914-9149. Don't forget, though, that we are more than halfway through our winter pledge drive, too. And I just want to remind you, we have a small window left, only about 17 minutes left in this great hour of mercy. And if you would like to help support Relevant Radio, you can do it online at relevantradio.com, or you can use the mobile app, or you can call us right now at 877-291-0123. We have a very special premium for you. It's a handmade one-decade rosary chaplet made by the Sisters of Mercy from Poland. This was laid on the tomb of St. Faustina. It's a third-class relic. It's yours, but you got to call now, because I'm sure by the end of the programming today, it's going to be gone. And it's today only offer, too, by the way. 877-291-0123. I'll be right back.
The Drew Mariani Show is live now.
The Drew Mariani Show.
Here for you on Relevant Radio.
Time is running out on our broadcast day. In just a few hours, you'll no longer have the opportunity to take advantage of our dollar a day premium today. Today and today only, a one-decade Divine Mercy Rosary is yours for just a dollar a day pledge. A one-time gift of $365, or we can break that out into monthly payments if you prefer. But we need to hear from you now at relevantradio.com or 877-291-0123. It's Mike Kendall and Drew Mariani. And Drew, in the sort of in the spirit of what Father Rocky was just talking about, how Catholics do death right. We heard from Danielle in Maine, who just made a dollar a day pledge. And for the last 5 years, Danielle, who lives in northern Maine, and her mom, who lived in southern Maine, they've been uniting in prayer through Relevant Radio. They would join each other and listen to the Divine Mercy Chaplet and pray the family rosary across America each night. Well, yesterday, Danielle informed us that she had to bury her mom, Linda, on All Souls Day. And you wouldn't think that, you know, the day after you bury your mother, you're going to call a radio station and make a pledge. But that's what Danielle wanted to do. She wanted to express her gratitude to Relevant Radio on how we helped her and her mom unite in prayer these past 5 years. Danielle, God bless you. Thank you for your pledge. And please know that we're still praying for your mom, Linda. We're always praying for your mom, Linda. God bless you, Danielle. 877-291-0123. Drew?
Well, Mike, we got about 14 minutes remaining. We have a special premium, and that's this. In this hour, you'll have that A Day with Fulton Sheen, along with, and today only, this beautiful one-decade rosary from the sisters in Poland, from Sister Faustina's convent. How many, I know they're going fast. I'm assuming people should probably get on this, Mike, before the time runs out.
We have a limited supply, and just to give you a sense of how quickly they're going, we had over, since you went on the air at 2 o'clock this afternoon, over 400 of those have been gone. So I don't have a total on how many are left, but I will say this. At the end of the day, they're all gone, because we're not offering this tomorrow. And who knows, we may run out. We do have a limited supply. There is a finite number of these. So make that call right now.
Yeah, and your donation is tax deductible. And what it does, it helps Relevant. So here's how you do it. It's 877-291-0123. I see a couple phone lines open for you. Your gift helps us to pray the chaplet every day, to pray the rosary every night, to have Mass for you, as well as to educate and inform and inspire you to bring Jesus Christ to countless souls. Could you help? Well, I need you right now. Only a few minutes left. This is a one-time-only opportunity for you, and I'll tell you, they are beautiful. Call now, 877-291-0123, or online at relevantradio.com, or use your mobile app. If you do that, you'll get a special MP3 download as well. Bonus for doing it online. I'll be right back.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Here with you today. Thank you for joining us. You know, time goes so quickly in the show. I'm going to jump right into the phones. If you're on hold, I'm going to get you on the air. Thank you, by the way, for your support. Mike is listening to us in West Allis, Wisconsin. Father, I think he's got a question for you. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Oh, hi, Father. What a pleasure it is to finally get to talk to you. Father, I've got a question concerning this wonderful idea, or you can go to a cemetery. Father, what do you do, Father, when you're paralyzed, more or less, and totally blind, and you just can't physically get there. In a way, Father, it seems
Mike,
like I'm cursed.
I got the answer for that. I'm going to give you Drew's telephone number. Call him up. He'll come down, pick you up, and take you there.
That's
How's
right.
that sound,
That's
Mike?
That's right.
I tell you what, Mike, this is what I'm glad you called in, because sometimes people say, well, I want to do that, but I can't physically do that. So what do? The Holy Father, Pope Francis, made that very clear, especially for people who are affected by COVID, that if you are physically incapable of doing that, then from your home, you could offer up prayers for that intention. Right, and then you would have fulfilled the things you need to do for that that plenary indulgence. If you can't physically get there, maybe stay at home and pray a rosary, or pray the chaplet, and offer it up for the souls in purgatory, and then you will gain that plenary indulgence under the regular conditions. Mike, does that sound good?
Wonderful, Father. I do that anyway, but I'll add a few more to make it stick.
And you can do that every day. God bless you. You can do that every day during the month of November.
All right. Hey, Mike, I'm going to move along. Thank you for your call, brother. And Chris is listening in Hocassin, Delaware. Hi, Chris.
Good afternoon.
Hi, Chris.
My question is, mm-hmm. Hi, do you have to go to a Catholic cemetery?
Okay, well, I had both Patrick Madrid and Father Simon review my 9 articles, because I usually don't publish something unless I get a couple other people look at it. Father Simon raised that same question. The answer is no, any cemetery. Because Catholics can be buried in a Catholic cemetery, that's preferable, because usually the local parish church's prayers are attached to that cemetery. But sometimes you can't. And so when a priest buries somebody in a non-Catholic cemetery, first they bless the ground with holy water so that it's sanctified. So any cemetery will do. How's that?
Even if it's behind the local Presbyterian church?
Especially if it's that's the one that needs the most prayers.
I love it.
God bless you.
Chris, thank you.
Chris, thank you.
Appreciate it. Good to have you.
You
here.
Know, I should be nice to Presbyterians. You know, Scott Hahn used to be Presbyterian until he became a Catholic.
Yeah, one day, hopefully, we'll all be united again.
We will in heaven.
One true faith. Andrea, listening in St. Charles, Illinois.
Hi, Andrea.
Hi, how are you? You know,
great.
That's something I did not know. And I can honestly say, for example, my mom passed away many years ago. Mm-hmm. And I was with her, you know, while she was sick and when she died. And it was very mm-hmm. apparent to me at that moment, her soul was gone. I mean, I
sure.
felt like I saw it go, because she was sleeping and then she was gone. And I don't go to the cemetery. I feel like her bones are there, but she's not mm-hmm. there. But I do pray for her. In fact, she's on your list. But
good.
Do I have to go to the cemetery?
Well, to get the plenary indulgence, if you're physically capable of doing it, the answer is yes. And I was trying to figure out precisely the question raised, why we go there if the soul has left the body. Because in the church, there are sacred times and sacred places. Sacred places are places that are blessed. We all know that a church, a chapel, an oratory, a basilica, cathedral is sacred, but also cemeteries are sacred because the ground is sacred. And once a person is baptized, their body is sacred. It's been consecrated, right? So they may be bones, but they're blessed bones, they're baptized bones. And at the end of the world, at the resurrection of the dead, the body and soul will be reunited. Maybe another reason we go there is to remind us of our own mortality and to, you know, to experience a faith. I think we need some of these tangible reminders. So for me, Andrea and Drew, and Drew would know this, one of the things that is a big thing for me every year is doing the Walk to Mary in the month of May. It's a 23-mile walk.
That's long.
All right? I mean, you get your whole body into that thing, right? You're on your feet for 7, 8, 9 hours walking from the National Shrine of St. Joseph to Shrine of Lady of Good Help. And, you know, it might not look like it's a really holy thing because you're just walking out there, but it really is, you know? So the answer is, Andrea, yes, we go to the cemetery. So thanks for the call.
I hope that helped, Andrea.
Okay, thank you.
Great to have you with us. Father, I know we have a moment or two left. I just want to put something on everyone's radar, and that's the mm-hmm. fact that every night at 7 p.m. Central, you're going to be praying the rosary for the departed souls. We prayed here every afternoon during the chaplet. And of course,
that's why I came up here for Green Bay for these 2 weeks. Yeah. All right. So we could be together on the show, and that we have the chapel here where we have Mass every day. And it's a real powerful setting in the evening to pray the rosary and chapel nativity, because I bring the Blessed Sacrament out and put our Lord in the monstrance. And, you know, it's like, man, you got the whole communion of saints here, right? And our engineers and staff, you know, we got like 10 people working on the show every night. They do a great job getting out at all sorts of different video channels. So I want to invite everybody to join us if you can every night at 7 p.m. for the Family Rosary Across America. And that's 6 p.m. Mountain Time, because I got an email. Hey, you keep forgetting the people in the mountains.
We do.
I love you guys out in the mountains, all right? It's 6 p.m. Mountain Time, 5 p.m. Hollywood Time, yeah, and 8 p.m. Broadway Time.
I love it. I love that. That's great. I do. I like the way you laid that out. Stay with me, okay? We're going to just take a short pause here. Just a quick reminder from this side of the microphone as well. This is the Relevant Radio Pleasure. We're more than halfway through it. Great just to talk with you, right? But we do need your help. Got something really special if you're just joining us. And there's limited quantities of these. Mike Kendall will tell you about them when I return. Stay with me.
The first thing I'll tell you is they're going fast. Our phone lines are jammed at 877-291-0123. The best way to make your pledge today, if you'd like one of these special, unique one-day premiums, is to make your donation online at relevantradio.com. And when you log on, you'll get to see the image of this rosary. This is a special one-day unique premium for $1 a day, $365 gift, one-time gift. You will get this special St. Faustina rosary, which was handmade. Each one handmade by the Sisters of Our Lady of Mercy at the Divine Mercy Shrine in Krakow, Poland. That's the original one right there. And these women made these for you. We want you to have one of these. A dollar a day pledge at 877-291-0123, or better yet, on relevantradio.com. Because if you donate online, you get the special additional premium. We're going to send you the MP3 of Father Simon's Yes, Virginia, there is a St. Nicholas. This is going to be a wonderful story and some teaching from Father Simon as you prepare for the Christmas season. So do it now, relevantradio.com. Karen in Kiel, Wisconsin, we have one on the way to you. Elizabeth in Monterey, listening on Relevant Radio 1200 in Marina, California. Elizabeth, God bless you for your dollar a day pledge. And Jim in Clinton, Iowa, you're going to get a rosary as well. We're sending that to you in Clinton, Iowa. Thank you, Jim. Drew, they're going really fast.
Yeah, and Mike, that's the problem. Time is the enemy, as I often say. I wish we had more time to let people know about these. They're really beautiful. If you're just joining us, maybe you're tuning in, one of the special premiums today is a handmade one-decade rosary. Now, you can pray the rosary, you can pray the chaplet on this. The reason I like it is I always carry a rosary with me, but sometimes my keys get tangled or whatever. This doesn't take up a whole lot of real estate, yet it is absolutely beautiful.
You're right. That's exactly right. A one-decade rosary never gets tangled up.
It's perfect.
My rosary the other day took me the whole day to get untangled.
This is a must-have. I'm telling you.
You can see this one I pull in my pocket. All right.
This was touched to the tomb of St. Faustina, and it has a third-class relic of her. Father, this is such a great premium.
Well,
I love it.
It is. You know, we do lots of premiums, but this one really has me mesmerized. I just love the color of this blue. And there's St. Faustina, third class relic. And of course, the Divine Mercy Chaplet is such a gift that God has given to the church in our time, because we repeat over and over, Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. I don't know how many people out there suffer from anxiety, worry. They're overcome with emotion. You know, the devil gets the best of them, and we've got to take it directly to Jesus. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, help me. That's what's so beautiful about that. And quite frankly, it's what I'm most proud of here on Relevant Radio, that during the chaplet or during the Mass or during the rosary, you can speak the name of Jesus on close to 200 AM and FM radio stations around the country. Because we've got the First Amendment rights, right? Freedom of speech, freedom of religion. If we don't use those freedoms, shame on us. And if you don't defend your freedoms, they'll be taken away. Because, folks, it's not the rule of history that societies have freedom of speech and freedom of religion. This is kind of a modern thing of civilized society. That was not the case in ancient history and many parts of the world today. But we've got that freedom. And that's why we need your support, so that we continue to grow and be strong and reach more souls. And you can help us today by making a generous donation. 877-291-0123. That's a toll-free number. Operators waiting right now to take your call. Or make a pledge safely and securely online at relevantradio.com. It's a Jiffy on the app, or go to the website. And if you make a dollar a day keeps the pledge drive away. A dollar a day. You get this beautiful premium of a one-decade rosary with a third-class relic of Sister Faustina, handmade by these nuns in Krakow, Poland. That's where the Pope was from, right?
Yeah.
So I hope you get it today, 877-291-0123. But while supplies last, because when they're gone, they're gone.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I've missed out on some of these premiums over the years, and not going to let that happen again.
877-291-0123. These were touched to the tomb of St. Faustina, a third-class relic. Look, it's not too late to get in. You can still get in right now while they remain. Mike, you know, I know it's been an extraordinary premium, and these are rare. I hope people will take advantage of them.
Oh, and they are. And Joe from Brookfield, Illinois, we have one on the way to him. He wants to share with us some exciting news. He'd been praying since 2019 because he was diagnosed with cancer. He is now 15 months free of cancer. Joe, thank you for sharing your story, and thank you for your gift, and thanks for praying with us. Yeah. Join the family right now, relevantradio.com, 877-291-0123.